Good morning. God bless you. This is Bob Linfelt. I have the wonderful opportunity to share God's Word with you this morning. Man, oh man, I guess if we're rocking out here. I don't know about you all, but pretty exciting music there. Words make a difference. I was thinking about that. Can you imagine what would happen if we didn't have words? Zero communication, really, huh? I think about what God did in the beginning, how he created the heavens and the earth, the universe, and everything. God said, let there be light, and there is light. He spoke it into being, words communicating. And I was just thinking last night about this phenomena, the world may use that term, I don't, because it's not phenomena for the believers, but speaking in tongues, what a unique situation here that people can speak languages that they don't know, but here they're inspired, they have the Spirit of God in them, and they're speaking these languages, and they're talking to God, and it's just kind of a unique, crazy kind of a thing. But God put this in motion on the day of Pentecost. And it's a fabulous thing, the manifestation of speaking in tongues. And the more I thought about words and how important words are, that we communicate with words. And in the beginning, words created the heavens and the earth, as I said before. And I think about the birth of Jesus Christ and the angels and the heavenly host praising God with words. Isn't that amazing? Words make a difference. So this speaking in tongues thing is not all that crazy. It really fits when you think about it, that God would allow his children to speak words, languages that bless him. And we'll see that when you speak in tongues, you magnify him and so many other things. So God Almighty, with this wonderful gift of Holy Spirit, has filled the born-again believer with astonishing powers. And what gives the believer the capacity to do the works of Jesus Christ and more are these nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. The power that worketh in us to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think is really realized by using nine manifestations that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And these nine manifestations are resident in each and every believer. Now, the past several Sundays, we've been looking at these nine manifestations. This morning, we're going to finish our series by looking at speaking in tongues and briefly interpretation of tongues and prophecy. When you look at the characteristics of the nine manifestations, you can see their different functions. For example, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits are mostly information manifestations where God talks to us, directs our steps. Then there are the power or action manifestations of faith, miracles, and healing. And today we're going to focus on the manifestations that give us tools to be personally built up as well as to build up others in the body of Christ. And these are speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Speaking in tongues benefits the individual believer in many ways, while the interpretation of tongues and prophecy are for the edification, the building up of the fellowship of believers. So let's take a look at speaking in tongues first, its importance, and then its benefits. Now, what is speaking in tongues? Speaking in tongues is your operation of the gift of Holy Spirit in you. You utilize the organs of speech to speak a language unknown to you. It is energized by God who gives the words to speak. Now, its importance can be realized by what some of the most notable men in Christianity say about it as recorded in the Bible. And I quote, "I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all." And I quote again, "I would that you all speak with tongues." And again I quote, "Forbid not to speak with tongues." This is what the incredible Apostle Paul declared in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I think we would all say that the Apostle Paul was one of the great Christians of all time. Now the indomitable Apostle Peter also spoke in tongues, and he was the first one to minister the experience of speaking in tongues to the first Gentiles, as recorded in Acts 10. Maybe you remember the record about Cornelius. You cannot have any better examples than Paul and Peter to illustrate the importance of speaking in tongues. Well, let's look at the benefits of speaking in tongues. As you learn the numerous benefits, you will discover that speaking in tongues is one of the most exhilarating, soul-satisfying acts you will do. Well, first, one of the benefits of speaking in tongues is to know you are a child of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. No greater feeling have I ever experienced than realizing I was born again, a child of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. When I spoke in tongues for the first time, I was 20 years old, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I belonged to the Heavenly Father. There is no denying it because I was speaking in tongues. Romans 8, 16 and 17 says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit," and that's where the speaking in tongues is, "that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." What a great title to have, a child of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're in the family of God. The only act of the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit really is speaking in tongues. We have that proof of the spiritual reality of being a son of God and a joint heir with Christ. Another wonderful benefit is to speaking in tongues is it builds you up. It edifies the individual believer. I cannot count the many times in my heart where I've had troubled times and I would speak in tongues, and I would be greatly encouraged. Speaking in tongues is always there to build us up. This is in 1 Corinthians 14, 4. "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself." Jude 20 says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit," which means speaking in tongues, praying in the Spirit. We'll see that in, later on, where speaking in tongues and praying in the Spirit are the same thing. Another benefit is that you speak to God directly and speak divine secrets with Him. People express their desire to speak directly to God. They want to talk to God and have some connection of communication. Well, this is exactly what speaking in tongues does. It is the Spirit in you speaking to God. 1 Corinthians 14, 2. "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." We have direct access to God. Now, how amazing he is to allow us to speak mysteries in divine secrets with him. And again, when I think about this unique manifestation of speaking in tongues, and I think about the day of Pentecost when it was first made available, here they were in the temple and they spoke in tongues. And the first thing they were doing was communicating back to God using that great gift of Holy Spirit talking to the Heavenly Father. Pretty neat. Well, another benefit of speaking in tongues is to worship God truly with the Spirit. There are a number of ways in the Old Testament that God was worshiped. These included singing, praising, giving thanks, and magnifying him, to name a few. Jesus Christ in the New Testament introduced another preferred way of worshiping God. John 4:23 and 24, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." God is seeking those to worship him in the spirit. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, according to E.W. Bullinger in his book, Figures of Speech Used in the Bible, the words "in the spirit" and "in truth" are a figure of speech called hendiades, in which two words are used, but only one thing meant. He translates verse 24, quote, "They that worship God, who is spirit, must worship him with the spirit," yes, really and truly, with the spirit. How can a person worship God with the spirit? The only way, logically, is speaking in tongues. We see the phrase "praying in the spirit," which indicates speaking in tongues. Remember, when you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking not unto men, but unto God. And again, when I think about the day of Pentecost, when this new manifestation was just first given, here they were speaking in tongues and magnifying God. They were worshiping him in spirit. Philippians 3:3, "For we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." People talk about doing worship services, which usually means singing or praising. That's nice. But what really pleases God, our Heavenly Father, is worshiping him truly in the spirit, which is speaking in tongues. Now, we mentioned about praying in the spirit. When you speak in tongues, you're praying in the spirit. Well, where do I get that? Well, 1 Corinthians 14:14. "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." There it is. Verse 15 goes on to say, what is it then? "I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." So you can pray with your understanding, and we did that earlier, or we can pray in the spirit. And we can sing in the spirit, too. So don't be bashful when you're driving down the street in your car by yourself and you got a tune in your mind. Just sing in tongues and enjoy. It is obvious that speaking in tongues is referred to as praying with the spirit or in the spirit. What a wonderful means of prayer God has designed. We can pray with the understanding. We can pray with the spirit, which is speaking in tongues. Now, speaking in tongues is, in a sense, perfect prayer because it is prayer in the spirit. It is used in Ephesians 6 after the dynamic exhortation for the believer to put on the whole armor of God. After we got that whole armor of God, what do? Well, verse 18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Man, we pray in the Spirit. That's what God wants us to do. That's the great action that we can perform when we stand against the adversary. We pray in the Spirit. What a great privilege we have to do this. Now, as we pray for others, there are many times we don't really know the details of what to pray for them. Our infirmity is that we just cannot come up with the correct words to say. But when we speak in tongues, our prayer is perfect because it is that perfect spirit from God praying. We are so fortunate to have this lever of prayer when we pray for others and come before the Father. It is the Spirit that makes intercession for us according to the will of God. You know, we were praying earlier in our fellowship here, and as different people were praying, I was speaking in tongues quietly, and I think everybody else was too, that understand this great principle. But Romans 8:26 and 27 say, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This is that speaking in tongues. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So a lot of times we have situations arise. We don't know what in the world's going on, but God does. And all we need to do is speak in tongues about that situation. And this is making intercession using the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. Another wonderful manifestation, or I'm sorry, another benefit to the manifestation of speaking in tongues is to magnify God. We love our Heavenly Father so much and desire to say just the right words to praise Him. When we speak in tongues, we are speaking words that magnify Him. Acts 10:46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Our Father deserves all of our adoration and praise. Why not utilize speaking in tongues, which magnifies our Heavenly Father in the Spirit? Isn't that neat? Man. Now, there are other benefits to speaking in tongues that I could share with you, and I can go on and on and on here, but I encourage you to check your resources. Many of you have great resources and information on the different benefits of speaking in tongues. So I encourage you to check that out and remember all the great things you can do or that happen when you do speak in tongues. God's Word is very clear on the importance of speaking in tongues and what it is. Of all the things God could have chosen to introduce the gift of Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, He chose speaking in tongues. And there they were, saying those words, perfect words, from God to God. Pretty amazing, this manifestation of speaking in tongues. It just blows my mind the more I think about it and look into God's Word and see how it's utilized in the fellowships. And about using it in the fellowships, that's where tongues of interpretation and prophecy come into play here. So let's talk a little bit about these two manifestations and their purpose. And we can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and we'll look at a few verses in chapter 14. Now, to have interpretation of tongues and prophecy is to bring forth a message from God, or when interpreted for God, to a group of people. Speaking in tongues is a part of another manifestation that brings an edifying message to the listeners to comfort or exhort them. The following verses demonstrated what exactly this is and how this works and operates in the church. So 1 Corinthians 14:5, I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that you prophesy, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret. Okay, so you see here, sometimes people will use this verse, well, speaking in tongues is not that important. We should have prophecy. Well, they don't understand that what is being talked here is a manifestation that's going to build up the whole church. When you speak in tongues, that doesn't help anybody else necessarily, unless you're making intercession for them in spiritual prayer. But to give a message, tongues of interpretation or prophecy, you can build them up. And that's the purpose we'll see two tongues of interpretation and prophecy. And it's not a matter of being greater in the sense that you're better than somebody else. That's not the point. The greater is in the sense that more people are going to get blessed when they hear a message through interpretation of tongues and prophecy rather than just hearing someone speak in tongues. Okay? So, that the church may receive edifying. This is, I think, verse 13 we're getting into, where he that speaketh with tongues, except the interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. That's verse 13. Then 27, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that of course by course, and let one interpret, or let that one who spoke in tongues interpret. So really, you don't need 10 or 20 manifestations of tongues of interpretation or prophecy. Two or three, this is just talking about tongues of interpretation. You don't need more than three, it says. So these are messages that build up family of believers, the body of Christ that are gathered together. If they hear tongues, that's not going to help them because they probably don't understand the language. But if you have the interpretation or if it's prophecy, they're going to hear words that will edify. And edify means to build up, to comfort, to exhort. And that's the simplicity of these two manifestations, that the body of Christ, when they're gathered together, can hear a special message that will be for them in that particular meeting that will edify them, build them up through exhortation and comfort. So these manifestations really are very similar as far as tongues of interpretation and prophecy. Okay? Now again, if someone speaks in tongues in a meeting, that person should interpret the message as God gives them the interpretation. The message is not for the individual, but solely for the body of believers as they fellowship and meet together. This manifestation of prophecy does the same thing. Builds up the listeners with the message, as does the manifestation of interpretation of tongues. So, really don't want to say anything more about these two manifestations. I think a lot of us have experienced them in our fellowships. And so what a great opportunity that we operate these manifestations and can be built up. I would like to point out one thing that I've noticed in the past with these manifestations is that sometimes when people speak in tongues, they'll go so long, and then their interpretation will go on and on and on and on. So if somebody speaks a language, and then that interpretation is given, it's going to be along the lines of the same length. So, but, you know, I've been real blessed with what I've been hearing the manifestations during our conference call fellowships. I think folks are doing a wonderful job of just short and sweet and keeping the message in balance to what God is working in their heart. Okay? All right. As you can see, we've had some spectacular spiritual tools that we have resident within us. These nine manifestations are great tools by which we can walk with our Heavenly Father. We can do some great things. We can be blessed personally because we have speaking in tongues. We bless others in fellowships because we have interpretation of tongues and prophecy. We can walk with God, listen to Him, hear His small, still voice with word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, and word of knowledge. Then we can act with great power, great deliverance and healing, bring that to God's people by operating faith, miracles, and the gifts of healing. So I want to encourage you to walk by the Spirit. Think about these tools that you have resident within and operate them in your life and see that we can bless God's people more and more as we walk by the Spirit, utilizing these wonderful manifestations. So God bless you.